Show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. Thanks, Melanie, for all those cool songs that you play. Remember, she's looking for a name for her show, so give us a call here, 822-2487. And stick around, because we have Corey Hawkins from Azimuth here on the show. He's going to be singing a couple of songs. Hey, Corey.
How's it going, man?
So stick around.
We'll be right back. have to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? The Rio Theater, voted number one in East Vancouver, your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
Catch Crazy Stupid Love from the 2nd through the 8th, great midnight movies every Friday, and a live masterclass with Tommy Wiseau of The Room on the 24th.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
For more information, go to riotheater.ca.
Their kids and their homes.
So you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show. And we were listening there to Azimuth, no? Azimuth.
Woohoo.
We started the show with the new Mogwai album, Earth Division. Actually, it's just an EP. And then we heard Little Guitar Army. These guys have a new CD called 30 Watts to Freedom. And we heard a cover of Kick Out the Jams. And then the Pack AD, they have a new CD called On Persons. And we listen to the song Sirens. And actually, the Pack AD are going to be performing this Friday at the No Limits. I think it's a clothing store. The address is 68 Fifth Avenue West, or West Fifth. That should be around Quebec, no? I think, no? Around Quebec, around there.
Sure, man.
So the Pack AD is going to be performing there with Ben Sinister and the Albertans. And there's going to be an exhibition there. I don't know, it's pretty cool. It's part of the Olio Festival that is happening this weekend. So we'll tell you a little bit about some of the concerts that are happening there. And yeah. So welcome, Corey, to CITR.
Thanks, man.
101.9 FM. Corey has a band called Azimuth, and they have a CD that it's self-titled, is it?
Yeah, it's self-titled.
Okay.
We couldn't think of a good enough name, so I thought, well, okay, maybe the band name's good enough for the first album, so it suits.
Cool. What's the story of the recording of the album?
We decided to go all the way to Chicago and record with Steve Albini, who did, PJ Harvey, Nirvana's In Utero, The Pixies, Bush. And that was actually a pretty cool experience. He's kind of an interesting guy.
Mm-hmm.
He plays a lot of online poker when you're not looking. So,
oh, really?
I think he did a really good job, though. It was really cool to watch him. The only thing that, we learned a lot from going there, too. And part of that was is that he really is an engineer. He doesn't produce you. And you really had to, be on the lookout for, if your vocals weren't quite there, and you'd look at him and say, hey, what'd you think? And he'd go, what do you think? It's like, ah, oh, Steve. We finished most of the album. I got sick in Chicago and I couldn't sing a couple of the tunes. So luckily, I came back to Vancouver and Jonathan Fluvog totally bailed me out. And we went to Hipposonic Studios and he mixed, four tunes. And he recorded the vocals on those as well. And I think he did an amazing job. And our next album, we're going to definitely record with him.
Okay.
In fact, we're writing our next album right now.
Okay, cool. When are you recording? When are you starting to record?
We're recording demos right now. We've got... the direction that we're going is really cool. It's really rock and roll. I think you can expect something. I'd like to do it next year. I mean, we're also planning a tour of the West Coast, probably springtime of next year. So Seattle and Tacoma and Portland. And there's a chance that we're going to be doing a festival in Portland, Oregon. And... yeah, if you guys are around November 5th, we have a show at the Red Room that we're headlining. It's going to be huge.
At the Red Room?
Yeah, the Broadway Bullies are playing with us, Blackout Lights, and I apologize to the other two bands because I just don't know who you are yet.
Okay, cool. And that's when?
November 5th, Saturday, November 5th.
Saturday, November 5th. Okay, yeah. Cool.
I think that one's definitely going to sell out, so I mean, get your tickets for sure because it's the lineup's absolutely amazing, man.
Cool.
I really like the Broadway Bullies have a really cool. They are definitely rock and roll. I don't know, have you heard them at all?
No.
Oh, man, you got to check them out. They're just like old school rock and roll, but with a new twist, and they're really cool. I'm looking forward to playing with them.
Okay, cool. Let's. You have your guitar, no? So let's do a tune. Let's listen to some of these first.
Cromwell's When You're Gone, available on iTunes, CD Baby, and other online retailers. Find more info at cromwell.net.
Every day I try, always on the fly. How much money does it take to buy? Everything you need, it's all the same. I'm the one to blame, it's not a game. I like to move around your frame.
Okay, I'm not sure what that is. But let's listen to Corey. What are we gonna listen to?
Don't Die in Cincinnati.
Which oh, I that's a cool song, no?
Yeah, you've played it, man. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah. Don't Die in Cincinnati. What's the story behind the
I had a dream one night, and I just woke up, and this tune started going through my head, and I just got this line, "Don't Die in Cincinnati," and I sent it to all the radio stations in Cincinnati, and you know what? They just won't play it. I guess they don't want to die in Cincinnati. I don't know.
Yeah, that's funny. So what else is happening around? Let's say some concerts that are recommending. We're gonna recommend some concerts for the Olio Festival.
Sweet.
This Thursday, David Bertes is playing with Evaporators and Young Moms at Joe's Apartment this Thursday. And also on Thursday at the Media Club, Mode Modern, Young Liars and Lost playing and the Media Club. On Friday, well, we already told you about the Pack AD playing with Ben Sinister and the Albertans at the No Limits store. And at the Rio Theater, Jay Masses of Dinosaur Jr. is playing with Dirty Max. And on Saturday, lots of cool concerts on Saturday. Saturday at the Wise Hall, the Besnard Lakes with Mala Juve and Prairie Cat are playing at the Wise Hall on Adanac Street. From Montreal, Malaju, really cool band, man.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm going to go check them out for sure. The Cobalt, Teen Day, Sun Wizard, Peace. are playing there at the Cobalt and at the Café du Soleil this Saturday. Pox and Cross and the Red Hot Icicles Burning on Fire.
Cool band.
Yeah, they are really fun to watch too. Eh? Yeah, so there you go. A couple of things that are happening around town. We can listen to some Malajou, actually. Listen to this, and we'll be right back here at 101.9 FM.
About bikes. Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Monster.
some nice reggae, no?
That's great, man.
Yeah, Giraffe Aftermath. They have a city called Sleepless Nights. We heard Cops and Caps. Yeah, really cool guys, Giraffe Aftermath. They're going to be performing on Friday also at the Shark Club with Shane Phillip and Heads Hang Heavy. Yeah, Giraffe Aftermath this Friday. If you want to check them out. And the other concerts that are happening around town. Well, you're playing on November 5th, you say, no? At the Red Room?
At the Red Room, yeah.
Cool. Remember the next Music from Tokyo is bringing four bands from Japan on October 18.
I will be there.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty intense. Pretty intense. We should probably play one of them. Well, I will play it in a second. Yeah, this is going to happen at the Biltmore Cabaret. Natsumen, Aiko Koen, Hyatsa, China. I'm going to be playing, plus the SSRIs from Vancouver. Tickets are $8, and it includes some sushi also.
How fresh is that sushi, man?
No, it's going to be like really, really fresh.
Cool.
Like, probably the fish are swimming right now still. So. Yeah, so that's October 18 at the Biltmore Cabaret. So you want to play another song in the meantime?
Yeah, sure, man.
Let's do another song. What do you want to play?
I've actually got this. It's sort of a little country thing that I wrote years ago. It's sort of about serendipity.
Okay.
I was at 7-Eleven with two friends, and there was this chick there, and she was looking for a ride, and I offered her a ride. I said, hey, you know, we're going, where are you going? She said, you know, I'm going to Clark Street. So we took her to Clark, and I ended up writing this song for her, but more specifically about the events that took place. So everything that I talk about in the song, it all happened. It's all true. So it was just sort of weird, like, you know, she was really, really into, like, Patsy Cline and Conway Twitty, and, you know, I turn on the car, and of course Conway Twitty is playing. And she's like, oh my God, no way. And we went back to her, a bunch of us went back to her place and met her friends, and we had some drinks, and then she went to Calgary, and then she came back, and I haven't seen her in years, but it was a cool story, and if she's listening, she'll know the song.
Okay.
So yeah, man. This song is called I Remember. I remember when I first met you. Girl in need of a ride. Got in the car and turned the stereo on. Gone with Twitty and the Reddits on. Patsy Cline and Kenny are next. We talked and talked to serendipitous. Dropped you off somewhere on Clark. With promises to drink after dark. And you told me you were leaving next day. 9 million miles far enough away. I'd like to know everything about you. Ask about the stars and how you light up ballrooms. Well, someone told me that we meet that day. I would have laughed but never strayed. I'd want to see you with my own eyes. I'd have to know if we were meant to be. I wonder every now and then about how our story ends. A fairy tale or a Stephen King. A full house or a pair of queens. How about we start off slow? Soft kisses and a moonlight stroll. If this turns serious, I promise not to be afraid of this. And you told me you were leaving next day. 9 million miles are far enough away. I'd like to know everything about you. Ask you about the stars and how you light up ballrooms. Well, someone told me that we're leaving next day.
I would have laughed but never strayed. I'd want to see you with my own eyes. I'd have to know if we were meant to be. If we were meant to be.
Cool. So that's a country song I remember. So
yeah.
Okay. Cool. Okay. Let's put some anti-doping. This band is from Mexico. This is because our friends are listening there in Mexico. Let's put Every Day I Have the Blues. Yeah. That's
yeah.
A cool song. Yeah. It's kind of reggae-ish too. Because it's supposed to be like the last day of summer today, you know?
Is it?
I think so. Tomorrow's
well, it's a beautiful day out.
Back to Vancouver. Yeah, yeah, enjoy the day.
It's liquid sunshine, man.
Yeah. So this is Anti-Doping. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
Every day I have the blues. Every day I have the blues. Every morning. Every morning, I play the jazz, I play every morning. Every day I have the blues, every day I have the blues. Every morning, I play the jazz, I play every morning.
Anti-Doping from Mexico, all the way from Mexico City. They might come here next year for the Ska Fest in Victoria, so yeah,
check them out, man.
Stay tuned. And we have on the phone also Silby Wing. He's part of the Earth Dance Vancouver that is happening this Saturday, 24th. And hi, are you there?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Cool. So why don't you tell us a little bit of what's happening next Saturday?
Well, I'll actually tell you a little bit first about what's happening Friday, because our program starts on Friday with a film premiere.
Okay.
And it relates a lot to what we're doing on Saturday around the world with Earth Dance.
Okay.
It's called Electronic Awakening, and it's a film about an anthropologist student who discovers the elements within rave culture that he describes as being sacred, and discovers that it's a global phenomenon, and it kind of becomes a rite of passage for him, changes his life and his direction. And this is something that's a familiar feeling for a lot of people who have experienced this culture of peace that Earth Dance reflects.
Mm-hmm.
And Earth Dance is now its 15th year, and it's an event that raises awareness about various causes, but it's also in direct relationship to this idea of creating peace through culture.
Cool.
And is being done this year with over 70 locations around the world. Previous years, it's been even more than that.
Oh, yeah.
And we have a simultaneous global sync-up where we play a track called The Prayer for Peace,
mm-hmm.
which is a very basic prayer that's non-denominational, that reflects this universal notion of peace between all people, regardless of their color or creed or their belief systems. And it's followed by a spiral dance to raise that energy up. So we have a giant spiral dance that we do. And this is surrounded by music provided by DJs who,
mm-hmm.
who pretty much volunteer their talents to in support of this idea.
And where is this happening?
Well, we're doing the the Stanley Park event, Prospect Point Picnic Area, which is the highest part of the park, overlooking the ocean and next to a forest.
Okay.
Relates well with our theme this year, which they're putting for all the Earth Dances, which is
the
celebrating
forest, no?
The forest.
Uh-huh.
So we'll be raising money for the forest, Ancient Forest Alliance, which is an organization that's newly formed out of the kind of a branch off of the Western Wilderness Committee to protect the old growth in BC.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So we'll be there from noon with yoga. And then 1 o'clock we'll have dancing, and 4 o'clock is the link up and the spiral dance.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be going till 7, and then we're encouraging everyone to, if they can, arrive by bicycle. And what will happen at 7 o'clock after we're closed there is we're going to have a bicycle procession with mobile sound system on bicycle.
Cool.
And head down to the downtown evening program, which starts up later on at 10 o'clock
mm-hmm.
and goes till like 4 or so in the morning. And there's two different locations for the evening, one being at the W2 Media Cafe and the other being at the Jewel Ballroom.
Okay.
All this information's up on earthdance.ca.
Yeah, earthdance.ca. So starts at Friday. On Friday, where's the venue? Is it going to be?
We're going to have an info line for that, and it's this new community space that's opening, and so it's still in the process of getting its society all approved and whatnot. So we have to release the information more through an info line, just kind of like the old school old school days. So that's going to be put up today on earthdance.ca. But basically, it's in East Van.
Okay, in East Vancouver. And then Saturday, go to Stanley Park, there to Prospect Point Picnic Area from 12 till 7 o'clock. And then the evening program at the W2, that's on West Hastings, no? W2 Media Cafe. And the other venue, the Jewel Ballroom, that's on
fourth floor. The fourth floor of 1495 West 8th.
Yeah, okay. Cool. Perfect. And this is, you said it's a 15th year that you're organizing this?
It's been going on for 15 years around the world, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so, well, thank you for the information, and yeah, looks really, really awesome. A lot of cool people are going to be performing there, eh?
Yeah, we have a really good, the daytime's going to feature several live PA acts and one international psytrance DJ from the UK, and it's kind of altogether the whole thing is sort of an alliance of various producers and promoters and music event producers and music producers that are all in alliance with this. So it's and knowing that also this is, you know, a global family that's formed. If you go to earthdancenetwork.com, you'll see the social network that's forming around this. So the potential of this movement is great, just to be a big reflection of what's happening on a much larger scale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks for the information, and yeah, we'll be checking that out this weekend.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So,
deception, passion, romance, revenge. Is this the story of your life? If not, liven it up with Shakespeare. There's still time to enter the world of the greatest English playwright ever, Under the Tents at Bard-on-the-Beach. There are matinee and evening performances to September 24th. Good seats are available for all four productions, and the evening youth price is just $30. Get your reserved seats now, online at bardonthebeach.org, or call the box office 604-739-0559.
I'm Ben, he's Jeff.
And we're here to tell you about an amazing job opportunity.
If you want to make a difference and contribute positively to the world, this is it.
Public Outreach is a place where passionate, creative individuals come together to fundraise and gain support for the world's most influential charities.
Like climate change, human rights violations, natural disasters, and animal welfare.
For more information, visit publicoutreachcareers.com.
Apply today to start tomorrow.
That's publicoutreachcareers.com.
Hey, so let's listen to one of the bands that are coming to Vancouver on the 18th, one of the Japanese bands, and we'll be right back here on 101.9 FM. that's China, freakishly talented pop band blending elements of classical jazz and folk with soulfully sublime female vocals.
That video that you sent, man, the show seems electrifying.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, me too. This is another of the bands that are coming on Natsu Men. These are experimental hardcore jazz. Yeah, it's going to be really cool. October 18. And what else do we have here? Any show? You were telling me about a show, no?
Just November 5th at the Red Room. It'll be Azimuth is headlining, and we're playing with the Broadway Bullies and Blackout Lights. And again, I apologize, there's two other bands. I don't know who you are.
What about the members of your band? Who else do you play with?
I play with two brothers, which is Arlen and Rory Chudley, and our lead guitarist is Andy Lasu from Portland, Oregon.
Oh, really? Cool. And the brothers are from here?
Yeah, they're from the good old, Coquitlam boys.
Coquitlam boys?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're in Port Moody, no?
I'm in Port Moody, yeah.
Okay. Oh, talking about Port Moody, Wayne is going to have the... He's going to...
Joe's Atlantic Grill, yeah.
Host the Clambeer Richards at Joe's Atlantic Grill. I think the next one is October 1st. I don't know, did you sign up for that?
I gotta message him still.
He has a spot available there.
That guy's pretty... Joe's actually an interesting fellow. He's got family back east that flies him in lobster every day.
Oh, yeah?
And it's fresh. Like, it's really good.
Yeah, and they have some screech there, too. Yeah, it's totally a newfie bar.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
So,
do they still have Chinese food there?
I don't remember.
His wife is Asian, so it's when they first opened up, it was this total East Coast menu and then a little bit of Chinese food.
Okay.
Never got that.
Cool. Okay, let's see. Here's the information: the Climbing Richter Acoustic Showcase number 4, hosted by Wayne Powell. So, yeah, there's a spot right there, see? Nikki Ferrin is going to be playing, Rory McCurry, Wayne Powell, Troy and Angela. That's for the people that are in Port Moody, there in your neighborhood.
It is the city of the arts, you know.
Yeah, that's what they call it, no?
Yeah.
Exactly. Tonight, Shindig is happening tonight at the Railway Club. Night number 2 of the Shindig, Diamond Dancer, The Kill Spirit, and S.R. Jones.
I love Shindig, man.
Yeah,
we played that one year, and I was so sick when we performed that people were cringing. I couldn't hit a note. We didn't advance to the next round, sadly. But there were so many good bands. Like, that was years ago when we were a 3-piece, too. But I love Shindig. It's such a great opportunity, I think, for just any band to play.
Yeah.
And it's such an eclectic style of music that whoever the judges pick them, I think they do a really cool job of capturing all of Vancouver.
Yeah. And then every night the judges change.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. Sweet. And there's people in the industry, so it's kind of like jury duty. You know?
Yeah.
So... You might see me one night there judging.
Hey, and buy him a beer, for the love of God.
Yeah. So tonight at the Railway Club, don't miss that. And any other concerts that you want to announce, friends playing?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, as I said, I told you earlier, I'm not really a metal guy, but I've got a friend of mine that's in a band. His name's Aaron. He's in a band called Take the Earth Beneath Us. And they've just finished a little... tour, and I forget where they're going next. They've got a couple more shows coming up, and then they've got some local shows. But they're really cool. Their music, a lot of people are really starting to catch on to it. So if you get a chance, go on Facebook and check them out. That's Take the Earth Beneath Us. And if you get a chance and you like what you hear here, go check us out on azimuth.ca or facebook.com/azimuth, or heck, go on Twitter and check us out at twitter.com/azimuthband.
Azimuth. That's A-Z-I-M-I-T-H.
No? M-Y-T-H.
M-Y-T-H, yeah. Cool. Okay, and also Other Lives and Bon Iver at their film September 25th. That's what we got there, a message. Well, let's listen to Sonny Pompei. These guys just sent me their CD, Sonny Pompei. Seems like pretty cool guys. Yeah, they have a CD called Breakfast of Champignons.
Nice. What kind of music did you say they were again?
I think they're psychedelic pop. So let's listen to them, and then we're gonna listen to a couple of harder tunes. We got the Joyce Collingwood 7-inch,
nice,
which is really nice. And let's listen to your friend also, your friend's band.
Sure.
And yeah, we'll see. Okay, so Sonny Pompei, you're listening to 101.9 FM.
Like the sunrise, you can't avoid your anxiety.
undergrad or postgrad degree overseas? Or how about volunteering or working abroad? Language travel? Adventure travel? If you answered yes to any or all of these, you should check out the Study and Go Abroad Fair, Tuesday, October 4th from 12 to 6 p.m. at the Vancouver Convention Center. All attendees will be entered into a grand prize draw. Universities and colleges from around the world will be on hand to talk to interested students. To register and learn more, visit studyandgoabroad.com.
Those are the SSRIs. They're playing also on October 18. And so you were going to tell a story, no? Or
oh, man.
The Chicago story?
I'll tell you the story. leave it to me to do the most embarrassing thing ever. So in the process of recording an album with Steve Albini, you know, every night, we went out and had a good time. And we ended up, I don't know how many bars we were at this night. Doesn't even matter, but we ended up at this one place because somebody had told us that there was live music. So after copious amounts of drinking and shots, and I gotta go to the washroom. So I go to the bathroom, which is in front of the bar, and I close the door, and I look up at the ceiling, and somebody has graffitied the ceiling. And it's this beautiful mural. Like, it's just absolutely amazing. And for whatever reason, I decided that it would be a good idea to climb on top of the toilet and check this out. So as I climbed up on top of the toilet, I broke the tank. So now there's water running everywhere. So now I try to pick up the toilet, and I'm literally trying to put it back on its hole and make it look like nobody's noticing. And I kind of get it there, and I think, okay, it's good, and I flush it. That was a bad idea. So now there's water flooding in their basement. I managed to quickly turn around when the bouncers bust open the door, and they're like, what are you doing? What did you do? And I'm like, look, dude, I okay, I just went to take a number two, man, and I broke the toilet. And they both just look at me, and it went from this rage to like, oh man, I'm really sorry. So I go back to the table, and the waiter's like, man, what did you do? And I'm like, man, I broke the toilet. And he's like, man, I've seen dudes four times the size of you sit on those things. How the heck did you break it? Needless to say, I offered to pay for the toilet, but it turns out the owner had about two or three. So, yeah, that's my embarrassing moment in Chicago.
Yeah. Steve Albini was there when that happened?
No, he's a very private man. He eats one meal a day, actually. He didn't really come out at all. He kind of just, you know, when we originally got there, Arlen flew in later, so it was me, Andy, and Rory, and we got upstairs, and you know, the Steve Soli is sort of his caretaker, mm-hmm. and Steve was like, you know, hey, this is Steve Albini, and Steve introduced us and said, hey, you know, how's it going, guys? We're gonna start at noon, and we'll work until, you know, we're ever tired. I don't think there was one day that we actually started at noon. Mm-hmm. Usually, he has really, really bad sleeping problems, and it wasn't. Our rooms smelled like cat piss too. Oh my god, they're just terrible. But he lives in the studio. Like the studio's downstairs, and then upstairs he's got sort of the. Four or five bedrooms mm-hmm. that just they have like their beds were as hard like prison beds. It was terrible. And they all smelled like cat piss. So you really had to pick and choose your room. But he's got sort of a I guess a TV area and whatever, and then his apartment is sort of separated from everything.
Okay.
But it wouldn't be unrealistic to find him at you know 5 or 6 in the morning watching baseball. And he just couldn't fall asleep, so, you know, and then the next day he'd show up around 2 or 4, and he looks so tired, but he's just insomnia, and he said it's just from the years and years of touring. And he doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't do drugs, he eats one meal a day. I mean, he's a pretty...
That's why he can't sleep.
You know, maybe...
Let's listen to your friend's band. What's the name again? Of the
band?
Hey,
man. Oh, yeah. This is for you, Aaron, because I know you're listening. They're called Take the Earth Beneath Us.
Okay. Take the Earth Beneath Us. And then we're going to listen to the new Joyce Collingwood.